Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrivent Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrivent Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrivent Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues Etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice. As busy as it has been here with all the breaking news and everything at Issues Etc., trying to get all the angles and go as deep as we can on this Friday afternoon, we would be remiss if we left you without what we know our listeners greatly appreciate about Fridays, and that is Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's our listeners' chance to listen and then to decide for themselves, do a little kind of micro-programming of Issues Etc., which of the four sound bites that we bring before you from this week's Issues Etc. audio ought to be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's also a chance for one of our listeners with the best vote for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, June the 29th, to win the LPR bundle package. We had a lot of visitors come through LPR this week, and we gave away a lot of LPR bundle packs, a lot of the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That's one way you get it, is by coming to actually physically see us. The other way, the only other way, is to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We'll be playing the soundbites here in just a minute. 1-877-623-6943. And those who vote by phone get to vote first because they're waiting in real time. You can also send us your vote. Remember your city and state. When you send it to talkback at issuesetc.org, we'll get those votes in real time right here in the studio. You can vote by Twitter at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so right there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. And we are giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Here's soundbite number one. Comes from one of our, as we say, smartest listeners in radio, one of our callers to the Issues Etc. comment line, talking about his experience with vision casting in the church.
What really is the difference between these vision-driven organizations and the Roman papacy? Do they not both teach that unless you are willing to submit to the God-given, infallible direction of our leader, get out and go join some other inferior manifestation of what God desires for the church on earth to be? I was greatly disappointed when I came face to face with this type of missional compassion at the dedication of a new building for the congregation in which I was born and baptized. I've had some questions, not active opposition, but just questions, concerns about the logical consequences of the methods that they use. From the pulpit, at that dedication ceremony, a former pastor of the congregation, now a missional planter and coordinator in another district of our synod, declared, "The discussion is over. The decision has been made. If you question what this church is doing to seek the lost, you either need to get over yourself or get out. I've never returned, and I don't see how I can, in good conscience, ever do so. I don't have opposition, but I do have questions. I do have doubts. But they're so on fire for seeking the lost that they've managed to lose the found."
That's soundbite number one. It's from a caller, Mike, on his experience with vision casting in the church. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can email us your vote right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, coming from Suzanne Venker. We were talking to her about feminism and the promise, the broken promises of feminism. She often says a woman can have it all, just not all at once. Here's what she means.
What that means basically is, you know, look, you've got your whole life to live now, longer than ever. Women have never lived longer. You've got 50 years more or more of an adult life. There's no reason, and on top of that, women are having fewer children. So between those two things, there's no reason why you can't accomplish all the things in life you want to do. But the trick is to, A, plan ahead and start thinking well in advance about how you're going to structure your life by taking into account your biology that you cannot change, and then making your standard a little bit more realistic about what you can accomplish, which, of course, isn't totally anti-feminist stance, because they want young women to think that they can do whatever and whenever, you know, whatever they want and accomplish anything. But the reality is, you know, there's trade-offs in life, and you can't necessarily accomplish. I mean, you can, but something's going to give on the other end, and that's just called growing up and accepting it.
That's soundbite number two from Suzanne Venker. Should it be issues, et cetera? Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Facebook.com/issuesETC or vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. Dr. Nathan Jastrom, we were talking about, Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. And of course, a big theme in Jeremiah is a covenant. And here he's making a very careful distinction between a covenant and a contract.
If you think of a covenant as a two-sided contract, then you fall into the problem of works righteousness and people earning salvation from God. But we've already seen from the imagery that God uses of marriage and adultery and so forth, and his willingness to take back his adulterous spouse, that we're not talking in terms of a mutual contract where the people of Israel would do good things and thereby earn God's favor. We're talking about a relationship that God has already set in place, and you can be unfaithful to that relationship and be punished for it, but being faithful to that relationship doesn't earn you the relationship. It's simply a mark of your being in that committed relationship that God has already set in place.
That was soundbite number three. If you want to vote for soundbite number three, here's how you do it. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker all together. 1-877-623-6943. Vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send your vote to us via Twitter @IssuesETC or via our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four. Pastor David J. Weber, how does the Reformation in the church happen today?
We always need to bring to bear the principle that Scripture is divinely inspired, it is without error, it is God's unchanging voice in the church teaching us the truth. And so any Reformation that does need to be brought about, either on a small scale or on a large scale, must always be under the governing and watchful authority of Holy Scripture. To the extent that the church has lost its faith in the authority of Scripture, it has lost its ability to be reformed in a proper Orthodox Catholic way, as would have been so in the time of Athanasius, Augustine, and the Lutheran reformers. And so any talk of Reformation that is not accompanied by a profound and reverent submission to the final and ultimate authority of Scripture as our supreme teacher is not the kind of Reformation that we as confessional Lutherans would want to be talking about.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor David J. Weber. How does the Reformation of the Church happen today? That's one of your possible choices for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Here's your list. Think about it during the break. Give us a call, send us an email, a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, caller Mike's experience with vision casting in the church. Soundbite number two, Suzanne Venker saying a woman can have it all, just not all at once. Soundbite number three, Dr. Nathan Jastrom, a covenant is not a contract. Or soundbite number four, Pastor David J. Weber, how does Reformation happen in the church today? 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week when we come back.
Mighty fortress is our God.
In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Epiphany Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan, gathers to receive our Lord's gifts in word, baptism, and supper every Sunday morning at 9:15, Bible study at 11. Join us at 4219 Park Lane in Door, or visit us on the web, epiphanydoor.org. Christ-centered, cross-focused, historic, confessional, liturgical, Epiphany Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan, epiphanydoor.org, 616-681-0791.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live on this Friday afternoon, the 29th of June. Phone call voters get to vote first, so just give us a call with your vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Remember your city and state. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Our in-studio email address, again, remember your city and state when you vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org or via Twitter @issuesetc. Soundbite number one is caller Mike's experience with vision casting in the church. Soundbite number two, Suzanne Venker saying a woman can have it all, just not all at once. Soundbite number three, Dr. Nathan Jastrom, a covenant is not a contract. And soundbite number four, Pastor David J. Weber, how does Reformation in the church happen today? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, Jonathan is listening in Tampa, Florida. Jonathan, thanks for waiting.
Yes, thank you. I want to vote for number four with Pastor David Weber. Here's the deal. I'm 26, and for years in the church, I feel like I've been lied to, you know, and my own personal reformation came through study and true teaching of the Word of God, and I wholeheartedly agree with what he said. Reformation is first starts when you understand the Bible is our authority. That's where we start everything, and it's sad where other people start from, you know, their own ideas and presuppositions that they have, but having that infallible base to start with is where the true reformation will take place.
Jonathan, thank you so much, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. He's voting for soundbite number four. Pastor David J. Weber, how does Reformation of the Church happen today? What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Jonathan listens in Madison, Mississippi. Jonathan says, my vote is for soundbite number one. That's caller Mike's experience with vision casting in the church. Mike hits the bullseye with his comparison between vision casting church workers and the Roman papacy. Making the congregation feel unfaithful for questioning your plans for the church is no better than the Pope claiming infallibility. Our confessions claim that the position on the Roman papacy is where the Antichrist Paul speaks is most active. Therefore, pastors who non-verbally claim infallibility are coming dangerously close to fulfilling Paul's warning in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Very insightful, Jonathan, and thanks for listening in Mississippi. Bethany listens in Butler, Pennsylvania. Bethany says, my vote is for soundbite number 2. I'm a conservative woman who has always felt uncomfortable with feminism, and more feminist-minded women need to face this reality and stop believing the superwoman delusion that feminism tries to propagate. Thanks, Suzanne, for telling it like it is. And Bethany, thanks for listening, especially in Pennsylvania. And thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Mike says, I vote for Mike. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod needs to remain a place where true worship and those who think they can grow Christ Church join churches that agree with that sacrilege. That's a vote for Soundbite number 1. 1-877-623-6943. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, June the 29th. 1-877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or send us your vote right here in the studio in real time via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Jason listens in Austin, Texas. He says, my vote is for soundbite number 1, Mike and his experience with vision casting in the church. Jason says, my church and school does that stuff a bit, but they don't lose focus on Christ, so I can forgive that. But I agree that applying business principles and titles to the church makes no sense. I don't like the use of CFO, etc. in our synodical bylaws and positions. We are a synod walking together, not a business. Let's be synod and drop the weird titles and vision casting. I greatly agree with you there, and thank you very much for listening in Austin, Texas. John listens in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, voting for soundbite number 1, Mike and his experience with vision casting. I wish I had an eloquent philosophical or theological reason beyond what is in the soundbite, but I don't. It just makes me exclaim right on when I hear it. Thanks for the great week of programming. Thanks for listening in Colorado. Joel in Imperial, Nebraska says, I vote for soundbite number 1. I had similar thoughts during the vision casting segment. Sounds like a new papacy to me. Joel, thanks for listening up there, Imperial. Scott listens in Illinois. He says, Caller Mike gets my vote. That's soundbite number 1. Probably because, in my mind, I've been turning over the interview you conducted with Chris Roseborough on vision casting pastors. I would make Mike's comparison to vision casting pastors in the Roman papacy perhaps farther. The requirement and total submission to the spiritual leader's mission seems to be more consistent with the historic convert or die practice of Islam. Vision casting pastor, hear this proclamation. I am baptized into Christ, writes Scott in Illinois. Drop your ugly accusation. I am not so soon enticed. Now that to the font I've traveled, all your might has come unraveled, and against your tyranny, God my Lord unites with me. Quoting a beautiful and adopting a beautiful hymn there to apply it to vision casting pastors. Maybe go beyond Islam to satanic, I think is what he's trying to say. Still time for your vote. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org is our email address, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. This comes from our Issues Etc. book of the month for June. It's called Ordering Our Days in His Peace. Talking about how everything has a beginning, a middle, and an end, the author there, Pastor Heath Curtis, writes, we could never understand the story of the United States without knowing the American Revolution came before the Civil War. We could never understand a story's end without first knowing its middle and its beginning. The same is true with the church's story, the story of God's love for sinners in Jesus. This is the story of how much God loved the world, so much that he sent his son Jesus into human history as a human being. Preaching this gospel, telling this story of Jesus is the church's purpose because it has a story to tell, and because that story has a beginning and a middle and an end, the church uses the church year to tell the story of salvation. And the church year helps the church tell the story of Jesus in time, that is, in order. That's just from the introduction of Ordering Our Days in His Peace by Pastor Heath Curtis, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June. Find out more about it, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Let's see what Diane has to say in St. Louis. Hi, Diane.
Hi, my vote is for number 4. The 1 through 3 are important distinctions, but number 4 stands or falls all on that.
Diane, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. This vote comes from Michigan. Dennis says, I really began with the intention of voting for Pastor Weber's Does the Reformation Happen in the Church Today? This soundbite spoke eloquently to our recent struggles at our 2012 Michigan District Convention. Speaking of some inside LCMS business, imagine putting God's Word first in all that we do or say. Then I listened one more time to caller Mike and realized this is the very reality we struggled against at our convention. The ending quote is priceless. They are so on fire for seeking the lost that they've managed to lose the found. My feeble delegate lament pales against the truth of Mike's sufferings. Kyrie eleison. Thank you very much, Dennis, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Well, here's the winner. Issues, etc. Soundbite of the week this week, according to your votes. Soundbite number one, caller Mike's experience with vision casting in the church.
What really is the difference between these vision-driven organizations and the Roman papacy? Do they not both teach that unless you are willing to submit to the God-given, infallible direction of our leader, get out and go join some other inferior manifestation of what God desires for the church on earth to be? I was greatly disappointed when I came face-to-face with this type of missional compassion at the dedication of a new building for the congregation in which I was born and baptized. I've had some questions, not active opposition, but just questions, concerns about the logical consequences of the methods that they use. From the pulpit at that dedication ceremony, a former pastor of the congregation, now a missional planter and coordinator in another district of our synod, declared, "The discussion is over. The decision has been made. If you question what this church is doing to seek the lost, you either need to get over yourself or get out." I've never returned. And I don't see how I can, in good conscience, ever do so. I don't have opposition, but I do have questions. I do have doubts. But they're so on fire for seeking the lost that they've managed to lose the found.
That's the winner of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, caller Mike, with his experience in a vision-casting church. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Jonathan in Tampa, Florida. Thanks to everybody who voted. But Jonathan gets the LPR bundle package. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Monday on Issues, Etc., we're going to be talking with Deaconess Pam Nielsen about Naaman's servant girl. Here's an assignment for you. Not an assignment. How about a suggestion for the weekend? When you go home, when you're during those hours of leisure at home and you have a chance to do so, visit LutheranPublicRadio.org. It's always on and it's always there for you. Sacred music for the church, 24/7, uninterrupted sacred music from all the centuries of the church's history, according to the church here at LutheranPublicRadio.org. It's really remarkable. You will not be disappointed. It's absolutely free. And it's there for you 24/7, LutheranPublicRadio.org, sacred music for the world. The church has been given a vision, one that cannot be gainsaid by anybody's speculation or ideas, and that vision is found in God's Word. So when your pastor says to you he's got a vision from God, ask him to show it to you on the pages of the Bible. And then ask him, is this something new? Is this something new that the church should be doing? If he can't show you that from God's Word, then don't listen to him. Now, he may well tell you to get out. He may well tell you that his vision trumps God's Word. Well, he may not say that, but he might tell you to get out anyway because you're just being a stick in the mud. And you might have to get out. Such is the plight of those who would hold God's Word in higher esteem than the ideas and opinions of man. What's the end result of this kind of false vision in the church? Not the salvation of souls. Driving people from the church. That alone should tell you something. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th Century. The 8th Century. The 4th Century. The best of the Church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.